This is the sports lover's dream month. In December, you get basketball, hockey, football, so many games you have to tape some of them to watch them all. But as sports writer Matt Straup explains, if you do tape the game, you might run into this problem.
Here's the scene. I'm watching football highlights on the late edition of ESPN SportsCenter. I haven't seen the Southern Miss-Texas Christian game, don't know the final score, and am finding myself completely enthralled with the highlights. I sit in eager anticipation as Texas Christian makes their dramatic comeback, recovering two onside kicks in a row and promptly marching down the field for scores on both. They've cut the lead to 31-28, and I am literally standing on my feet in front of the TV when suddenly it all comes crashing down. The ticker flashes the final score right in my face, 40-28 Southern Miss. Now don't you think with all the hoopla going on behind the scenes at ESPN, they could hold that Southern Miss TCU score until after the highlight? Is it just me? Or is it always time so that the ticker ruins the score for you? I might as well have taped the game, completely avoided finding out the score at every opportunity, and returned home only to have my Uncle Saul tell me the score the moment I walked in the door. Come on, Uncle Saul, are you kidding me? Where's the suspense? The worst thing is, there's no avoiding the sports ticker. It haunts me wherever I go. It's on cell phones, perched atop New York City taxicabs, streaming across the front of ESPN Zone in the heart of Times Square. It has already invaded CNN and will probably soon be happily trolling along on the bottom of your favorite Nickelodeon show. I even had the thing readily accessible on my Palm Pilot before, mercifully, it stopped working. I can't tell you how many times I've been caught at dinner in a restaurant for gazing anxiously at the ticker, peering over the left shoulder of the person I'm supposed to be talking to so I can catch the score of some game I don't even care about. The person could be telling me that they figured out how we could fly to Jupiter in a hot air balloon, and I'd still be sitting transfixed on the scrolling parade of scores in the background, my glazed-over eyes unable to break free from its trance. It's embarrassing. Being under the spell of the sports ticker is a bit like staring at a baboon's butt at the zoo just because it's all swollen and red. Okay, I guess baboons' butts are kind of funny, but the sports ticker? It has to go.
Matt Straup is a sports writer. He runs the website instant-replays.com.